Brentwood First 11 were set 2.59 to win away at Cuddam Wise, with skipper Phil Alexander taking 3 for 44. In reply, OCC were all out for 123, Will Blees top scoring on 33. The second 11 played the reverse fixture at home and fielded 4 under 14s against the table toppers. Set 2.18 to win, Outward fell short by just 21 runs and Rude 2 run outs. One Paul Jackson on 67 and skipper John Hall also made 67. On Sunday, the Miller men struggled away at Pets Wood, who made 184 before a sporting declaration before the scheduled tee. In response, the Millers were 114 all out, with Dave Nelson 31 and Greg Thompson 29. East Grinstead Ones got back to winning ways in the Sussex Premiership, rolling league leaders Cookfield to register a 6 wickets win. Lewis Hatchett, 4 for 32, made the breakthrough, and with Ian Sturmer, 4 for 18, reduced Cookfield to 20 for 4, 27 for 7 and 42 for 8. Brad Hatchett mopped up with 2 for 8 as Cookfield subsided for 59. East Grinstead in turn found themselves 16 for 3 and 35 for 4, but got over the line without further loss. Ian Sturmer picked up the Dunnings Hill Man of the Match award for his destructive opening spell, and in a pairs game, East Grinstead under 10s lost with the last ball of the match to Lindfield. At Merstham, Noman Javed, with 119 not out, including 6 sixes, made his second successive 100 for the firsts, and Laurie Nicholson joined him in the run fest with an undefeated 108 as the Magics piled up 258 for 2 declared at Battersea in Surrey Championship Division 5, but their hosts held out 9 wickets down. The two Centurions made 193 together unbroken, and Razi Khan's 4 for 17 got Merstham close, but a 9th wicket stand of 62 saw Battersea survive at 202 for 9. 5 points for second bottom Battersea, third bottom Merstham, collecting 12 to close the gap on Merrow and Kempton. Merstham 2s beat St John Grammarians at home, bowling out their visitors for 93. Safian Aslam 3 for 28 and Imran Aslam 4 for 20. Manish Patel's 34 not out was the highest score in an 8-wicket victory. The third 11 couldn't quite see off Woodmanster. Mohsin Ali making a 71 ball, 97 not out. Patrick DeMello not out 54, as Merstham declared on 2.63 for 4, but in spite of Omar Shuja's 4 for 51 and Asim Ashraf's 3 for 45, the hosts held on at 2.24 for 9. The fourth team beat unbeaten leaders Sutton. Skipper Gopa Nair and Ben Snelling got them to 2.12 for 8, and Sutton declined to 1.03 for 6, whereupon the final four batsmen were each dismissed without scoring. Hawley firsts made it 3 wins on the trot, beating Woodmanstern, who'd been in third place going into this match. Matt Reid made 31, and 16-year-old Danny Razak batted 2 hours and 98 balls for his backbone, 19. From 1.13 for 7, Sam Renfrey, skipper Charlie Robbins, Abdul Razak and the evergreen Trevor Stevens got Hawley to a competitive total of 1.47 for 9. And from 48 for 4 and 87 for 5, Woodmanstern were checked by Jordan Robbins, 4 for 20, and Trevor Stevens with 5 consecutive maidens in his 3 for 18 from 14 overs. Woodmanstern mustered just 112 all out. Hawley are now fifth in Surrey County League Div 2, 1 point off fourth, 6 off third. Next weekend, they entertain league leaders Wandgas, who have 9 wins from 9 games. Hawley's second team fixture was conceded by Hazelmere. The under-13s earned a place in the final of the League Cup against Limpsfield Chart. The under-11s beat Salfords and are third in the league table, and the under-14s play their cup final this Thursday. Reigate Priory firsts lost their second game of the Premiership campaign. Fellow title contenders Normandy winning by 5 wickets, but Priory stayed top. A record 4th-wicket partnership between Brad Scriven, 126, and Sam Hall, 81, took the Llamas to 260, but Normandy, courtesy of a lightning start from their openers, completed the victory with 9 balls to go. Second team fared better. Stephen Hurst, 4 for 12, the pick of the bowlers, as they bowled Normandy out for 158, and an unbroken 4th-wicket partnership of 116 between the Horton brothers Luke, 78, not out, and Rory, 54 not out, led the Llamas home with more than 13 overs to spare. 66 not out from number 9 Nick Harmer rescued the thirds from a perilous 106 for 7 to 216 for 9 declared against Spencer, who saved the draw on 147 for 7. The fourth team's victory over Wimbledon Village saw the Llamas 153 for 7 before the last 3 wickets put on another 210. Number 8 Manoj Rajah Rathinam's career best 140 off 64 balls with 17 fours and 9 sixes, and number 10 Nick Gavigan's 85 brought the record 9th-wicket partnership of 126, and the last man, Shamana Devaraju's 20, helped the Llamas to 363. Wimbledon Village capitulated for 98. Andrew Hoad took 6 for 24 as the 5th team bowled Spencer out for 123, and Paul Fisher's 53 not out guided the Llamas to an 8-wicket win. If you'd like your reports and results on Suzy Radio, on this show monthly, or on a weekday afternoon, email me, david.jay, J-A-Y, at suzyradio.com.